Grain futures, we are mostly mixed. I say mostly. We're higher on one soybean contract, sharply higher on the soybean oil, while lower on everything else. But in the wheat trade, interesting dynamic. We are lower, but we're well off session lows, as French milling wheat is up $5 a metric ton. That's like the equivalency of being higher 15 cents a bushel on the day, as extreme heat has overcome French wheat, also German wheat getting caught in this. French wheat is flowering, I guess, currently yet on its way to heading, so it is being adversely affected by the May-June dryness. Even the row crops are going to be hit by this. We're likely going to sell more corn to the European community with this crop shortfall they're probably being behest with. It's a problem that seems to be looked away from here in the U.S. as rain continues to fall across the Midwest, to the point where there's concern that maybe this afternoon's crop condition reports might show a degradation of 1 or 2% because of the yellowing. We're going to start seeing leaching of the nutrients on the corn, where there's areas that have gotten 6 inches of rainfall here just in the past 2 weeks in the Midwest. So there is a concern that could become a problem, but not at the Chicago Board of Trade, where they love to sell everything. We are lower on the session trade right now for Kansas City wheat. Down 6 cents at 638 on the July contract. September's off 6.5, 644 3/4. Chicago July down 4.25, 601.5. The September off 3 at 611. As we move over to Minneapolis, July down 6.5 cents, 616.5 on our rain forecast, but there too about a nickel off the lows. September, Minneapolis wheat lower by 5.75 cents at 642. The corn, July off 4 cents, 413.5, while December slips 2.75, 441.25. Both challenging important support near 410 on July and that 439, 440 range for December. But holding for now and trying to bounce, we'll see what those ratings show this afternoon. Now, soybean futures. We had been higher for most of the morning here for July and November soybeans, but slipping lower on July right now by 4 cents, while November still holds a penny gain at 11.43 3/4. That is because soybean oil is sharply higher despite a sharply lower crude oil market. Why might that be? Would July soybean oil up a penny and a half at 71.20, whereas the December contract up at 1.23 at 6903? That's because of our RINs. EPA Thursday after the close came out and shown we were nowhere near where we need to be as far as capacity utilization and utilizing green diesel usage. We're going to have to be importing used cooking oil heavily, as our RINs are only at about 76% of capacity, where they need to make 90%. And so soybean oil is sharply higher, likely not going to see any deliveries. We get to next Tuesday on June 30th for a first notice day, as doubtful at 71.23 on July bean oil there'll be any deliveries, as they figure the cash market pretty much is around 75 cents for that trade. Oats market down 9.25 cents today on the July contract at 304. Now, as we take a look at the cattle market, we are higher on the session, but well off morning session highs. The cattle on feed report was a little negative for live cattle, kind of as expected. The placement numbers, though, was where the surprise was. Came in at 90% versus a guess of 93%. On feed was big because we know they're holding back the marketings, as the marketing numbers were shallow, as the feedlots are going for big, fat, heavy, sassy cattle. That's where the money's at. Yield grade fours, no problem. Give us a yield grade five if you can invent them. Let them waddle across the scale. We want them fat and sassy. So that's what the prices are telling the feedlots. It's what they're trying to perform, but placements were a little bit of a surprise. So after a sharply higher run today, we have faded off those highs. We are still higher, don't get me wrong. Choice box beef today up $1.25, select gaining $1.86. On Friday, when the markets were closed, the feeder index had a gain of $1.62, up another $1.88 today to $370.56. And so feeders got up to $373.15 this morning. We were trading some $6.50 higher on the day. Now we're higher, but up $2.25 on August feeders at $368.75. September feeders up $2.37, $367.10. October feeders show a gain of $2.60, $364.35. January feeders up $1.82. at $354.60. Now the live cattle trade up 70 cents for June, 255. 255.50. August cattle up 12 cents only now, 246.75. That is $3.25 off of morning highs versus feeder cattle are about $4.50 off morning highs. October live cattle going down on the day right now. We are down 7 cents at $2.39.90. On the hogs, lower by 40 cents on July, 94.62. October giving up 25 cents, 81.07. In the metal markets, we have the August gold losing $48.50 at $41.97.5 at $4,197.5. The July silver down $1.12 at $65.19. The dollar index gaining 17 cents on the September contract, par 79 last, while Bitcoin climbs $1,515 to $64,460. And the crude oil market, we're under pressure, as expected. The July contract expires today, down $1.78 currently, $74.82, while August gives up $2.22, $73.62. Gasoline, August, lower by almost 3 cents a gallon, $2.87.25. Diesel fuel, down almost 2 cents a gallon, $3.06.5 a gallon. Any questions, you're always welcome to go to our website, heartlandinvest.com. Our phone numbers are there to inquire about livestock, risk protection insurance. Your ability to switch to do a new agent like ourselves is open now through July 1st. Work with us. We understand the markets. We work them every day. We're not just some agent who just writes up a contract because you're asking for one or the bank thinks it's a good idea you get one. We work with you one-on-one, specializing for you, your LRP. Your switch availability is open now through July 1st. Get a hold of us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.